Let's talk about tacos. Sid Wofford, our resident Marxist, was dressed as a zombie with a cleaver sticking out of his head, which was awesome, as he handed out full-sized candy bars and tried to explain to anyone who would listen that zombies were a metaphor for the working class. Mr. Cheek, owner of Fogbelt Ladies Wear and a fervent admirer of Deputy Bobby Mai, was dressed as Catwoman and had been trying to whip everyone until Bobby gave him a stern talking to. Honestly, Mr. Cheek probably loved it. Everyone had turned out for the town's trunk or treat, which was being held on a crisp Sunday afternoon instead of on Halloween itself, which fell in the middle of the week. Kids dressed as Disney characters and superheroes and non-specific princesses, not to mention a screaming Statue of Liberty, thronged the streets, rushing to collect as much candy as they could from the stores and street vendors and food trucks and anyone else who had decided to hand out goodies. As a side note, Let's Taco About Tacos was giving out gummy tacos, and the third time I went back, Bobby had to say something about making sure everyone got to have some. Laughter and excited chatter and spooky music hung in the air, mixing with the smell of candied apples and pumpkin spice everything. And it was a perfect day. Almost. "Where's Millie?" Fox asked as they transferred the pumpkin cauldron bucket to their other arm. "Keme, did she text you?" Keme glowered at Fox, which was answer enough. "She'll be along," Indira said. "She's probably running late." "I know she's running late," Fox said. "She needs to hurry up. She's the only one who will carry this ponderous bucket." Ponderous was my choice of word. As Bobby took the bucket from Fox, he said, "The paranormal paddle is about to start. She'll catch up to us." We made our way north along the boardwalk toward the bay where the swift river emptied into the ocean. Everyone else seemed to have the same idea too, and I have to admit, I didn't love having a million people jostling me and breathing down my neck and bumping my candy bucket, which, yes, you're allowed to participate in trunk or treat as an adult if you don't have any children, because you can't steal their candy, and also, if Kame won't share with you. But in spite of the crowd, I was okay. Ish, I mean, I knew most of these people. I was friends with most of these people. If you could call almost getting T-boned by Bliss Wilson's behemoth of a suburban being friends. Which apparently you could, because she'd just tooted the horn and given me a finger wave and kept driving. Plus, it helped to have Bobby there, his hand finding the small of my back to steer me. It was like having a personal navigation system, and it was amazing. Especially the time I almost went, rump over tea kettle into a pothole. The festivities continued along the boardwalk with rows of vendor tents. Some of the tents were businesses. Mr. Lee was selling his watercolors, and Brad Newsome of Newsome Decorative Rock was chatting with a middle-aged couple about a landscaping project. But others were more community-oriented. The hiking group that Bobby and I occasionally accompanied had a table, and Hastings High was selling tickets to their homecoming dance, which, confusingly, was being held on Halloween. I noticed Keme refused to glance over, and I also noticed the teens around the display gawking at him like he was an animal in a zoo. There was a jump rope academy. Yes, it's a real thing, and yes, I almost got winged by several overenthusiastic jump ropers. And the Loaves and Fishes food bank. Several kids were donating their candy. And a booth for the Confederated Tribes. They were handing out king-size candy bars, which meant they were being swarmed by miniature Batmans. The Hastings Rock Community Church was having a jumble sale, and Arcadia College was handing out flash drives and pens and those weirdly specific sticky notes that I always take but then never use. Who needs one that has a 12-month calendar printed on every sticky note? That was when Fox kicked me. I knew it was Fox because I felt the goggles, and when I swung around with half an idea to give them a bonk with that stupid cauldron, I stopped at the silent demand on their face. I opened my mouth to ask what they wanted, and then I realized Indira was staring at me too. Her eyes flicked to the Arcadia College tent, and then back to me, pleading. It was kind of like the reverse of the Grinch. My heart shrank 3 sizes. Or maybe 10. I dry swallowed. Then, somehow it wasn't dry, and I choked on my own